Text 6. You will hear a story about kindness. Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
Once upon a time, there lived a poor man by the name of Dan. He worked for a rich landlord, tending to his farm. Dan had to fetch water from a well every day to water the plants on the farm. One day, Dan was punished because some crops withered and died. It was not his fault that there was a dry spell for a few weeks. But the cruel master was angry and had the poor man lashed and later caged up like an animal. By chance, the cage door was opened to confine another worker who was being punished too. Dan dashed out and fled as fast as his heels could take him. He ran off to a forest where he hid in a cave. Laying there, he heard the groaning of a lion. It was hurt, and Dan was very frightened. Should he run away? When the lion approached him with his swollen and bleeding paws, pity overwhelmed Dan's fear. Gently, he pulled out the thorns from the paws and retreated into the shadows. The lion left the cave, limping slowly out. The next day, soldiers discovered Dan in the cave. He was brought back to his master, who ordered him to be put before a lion. The powerful master also ordered many slaves to gather in the stadium to watch the feeding of disobedient slaves to lions. Dan was brought into the huge stadium. A lion stood in the middle of the stadium. Instead of charging towards the prey, the lion walked slowly with a limp. Dan recognized the lion. The spectators cheered when Dan petted the lion, which roared majestically. It was a wonderful sight for them.
Question 14. What made the crops wither and die? Question 15. How was Dan punished? Question 16. What did Dan do that relieved the lion of its pain? Question 17. Why was it a wonderful sight for the spectators that day?
Listen to text 6 again.
Once upon a time, there lived a poor man by the name of Dan. He worked for a rich landlord, tending to his farm. Dan had to fetch water from a well every day to water the plants on the farm. One day, Dan was punished because some crops withered and died. It was not his fault that there was a dry spell for a few weeks. But the cruel master was angry and had the poor man lashed and later caged up like an animal. By chance, the cage door was opened to confine another worker who was being punished too. Dan dashed out and fled as fast as his heels could take him. He ran off to a forest where he hid in a cave. Laying there, he heard the groaning of a lion. It was hurt and then was very frightened. Should he run away? When the lion approached him with his swollen and bleeding paws, pity overwhelmed Dan's fear. Gently, he pulled out the thorns from the paws and retreated into the shadows. The lion left the cave, limping slowly out. The next day, soldiers discovered Dan in the cave. He was brought back to his master, who ordered him to be put before a lion. The powerful master also ordered many slaves to gather in the stadium to watch the feeding of disobedient slaves to lions. Dan was brought into the huge stadium. A lion stood in the middle of the stadium. Instead of charging towards the prey, the lion walked slowly with a limp. Dan recognized the lion. The spectators cheered when Dan petted the lion, which roared majestically. It was a wonderful sight for them.